Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In for Sean Pendergast this morning. I'm Sean Bajani. Seth Payne here as well. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to get in. We got a text message. Good morning, jabronis. Does MLB have comeback player of the year? If so, would Lance McCullers be the clear winner if he continues to improve? This is something, Seth, that me and Patrick Creighton talked about a couple of days ago, because I'd said the same thing. I'm like, dude, if Lance keeps rolling like this, this is going to be easy. Runaway. And then I looked at the other names eligible on comeback player of the year, and I was like, yeah, he's got a little work.
Who's the biggest contender who's got the most convincing story?
Well, Mike Trout's on the list, of course. And
screw him, man. You know what? No. Like, what? Like, how many times can he come back from injury? I guess, given how well he's played.
I mean, there's some good ones. He's probably not even the favorite, but you've got guys like Jacob deGrom, Spencer Strider, Ronald Acuna Jr., Sandy Alcantara. Those are probably, in that particular order, the favorites. And then you get to guys like Mike Trout and Lance McCullers. But
Mike Trout still has to make it through this season, and he's already scathed. I almost said unscathed, but he's already scathed, right? But he hasn't played. Since 2019, the most games he's played in a season is 119 games. And obviously 2020 doesn't really count because that was COVID. But 36 games, 82 games, 29 games. And so far this year, he's played in 33 games.
Yeah, just came. You're talking about Trout, right?
Yeah.
Just came back from the IL yesterday and hit a 454-foot blast. So he's very much back. But, you know, even when he was healthy earlier this year, I think he got hurt when he was hitting like 218 or something like that. Had the home runs, but, you know, wasn't really doing much else for him.
The person who asked whether there was an MLB comeback player of the year, I'll forgive him for this, but Justin Verlander won it in 2022. So
he did. Yeah. He did. Yeah. But, you know, it's not a bad question because the NFL does all of these awards like via the ESPYs, you know, best play, best athlete, best comeback, all that stuff. And the NBA just instituted a couple of years ago like hustle awards, effort awards and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, does the NFL really, they don't really do that as a league. Major League Baseball, they could probably do a little bit more, or at least like publicize it more. It's almost like these secondary awards beyond like Silver Slugger or MVPs or Pitcher of the Year or whatever. Remember you had like the Rolaids Relief Man Award back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
They don't really do that stuff anymore, really. And maybe if they do, I'm not privy to it because it doesn't seem like it's as big a deal these days, but I would like to see it, you know, kind of pumped up a little bit more.
As far as potential comeback player of the year, if let's say Mike Trout somehow ends up playing 140, no, he couldn't even play 140 some games.
No,
130 some games.
Yeah.
But he does it like in his classic old MVP fashion or something.
Yeah.
Versus if Lance McCullers Let's say if Lance McCullers really just went on a tear and plays at a Cy Young clip, that would that be, would I guess in the minds of the voters, I think that people just love Mike Trout so much that Mike Trout probably wins on the popularity side.
You know, I was going to say people like a winner too. I kind of relate it to the MVP. Yeah. You know, who's getting MVP on like one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball? You know, and look, I guess Mike Trout, you know, you could point to him before, but Lance McCullers, he's like a legit number three on this staff at this point in time. And if he did pitch to that clip that you're saying and the Astros won a division, I think that would go a long, long way.
He's got, so since his meltdown in his second appearance, just in the last three games, take this with a grain of salt, obviously, because it's baseball, but he went four innings, six innings, if I remember correctly. And his ERA is about a 3.5. So that's a solid, you know, third, fourth pitcher for sure. But he's also showed steady improvement along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And for him to, if he got back into his classic form and just stays healthy, then I think he's, I think he would be a slam dunk top three candidate for comeback player of the year. But and especially the big wild card is also, just like you said, whether the team's playing well or not.
Yeah, book it. I agree with that, man. 713-572-4610. We mentioned there's a Texans retirement and a possible return. The retirement, I don't know if you guys, maybe this came out after y'all's show yesterday, you and B. Scott. I saw it yesterday afternoon. Texans veteran cornerback Ronald Darby.
No, not Darbs.
Is going to retire. He's told the team of his intentions per league source. Aaron Wilson of KPRC, Local 2, had the story. This was apparently, quote, totally unexpected, according to one source. Darby was signed to a one-year, $2.5 million contract this offseason. Can I tell you, I forget that Ronald Darby was even on the roster. And all of this talk of the secondary, which I've been all about, just the defense in general, of course, but the secondary particularly, the Texans, without Darby, in my mind, they've always been without Darby, are maybe a top defensive secondary unit in the entire NFL. I think that's what a lot of people are anticipating coming off of the season that Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock and obviously Derek Stingley had last year. Now you got a healthy Jimmy Ward back, Jalen Petrie's back and healthy. This is a really stout unit that I don't even know. It's almost like the tree that falls in the forest. If nobody's around, does it really make a sound? This is Ronald Darby's retirement.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was actually kind of surprised by my push notifications and some of the people that asked me questions via DM and whatnot. I was like, I was right there with you. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I figured he was one of the guys who wasn't in attendance either because he's a veteran or his injury or whatever else for these voluntary camps. There's probably a part of him where you got to remember he hasn't really been a full-time player since really in his career, but since 2020 was the last time he played anywhere close to 1,000 snaps. And I looked at him as a complimentary piece of a guy that, hey, man, we've seen various guys have to rotate through in the secondary in the last couple of years, and that's when things get kind of dicey at times. Like when we had the what's his name there in the Browns game? Allowing Robert Edwards around Robert Woods to go off. Not Robert Woods. What the hell? Sean, we've got our first name mess up. Anyway.
What are you talking about from an offensive or defensive standpoint?
From a defense perspective. Well, we just see just at the safety position, at the cornerback position, usually at any given point during the season, there's a guy who ends up starting a couple games where you're like, oh, that guy, yeah. I kind of forgot he was on the roster. And it's nice when it's a veteran. So, like, Ronald Darby, I anticipated him in that role, that at some point he's going to get some snaps. As a guy who's been in the league 10 years or so, and probably when the team drafts a cornerback and Jalen Smith in the third round and you start to see the lay of the land and exactly where you fit, he probably just felt like, all right, this ain't for me no more.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate when a guy does it at this stage in the season as opposed to August 5th in training camp.
Oh,
those are the ones where, like, this is not a meter mover in a lot of ways, but if you're there and you're in training camp and you feel like, all right, well, we got Ronald Darby who's, you know, as a backup for this or that, then all of a sudden it becomes a lot tougher and you have to make moves a little bit more urgently. It's harder for Nick Caserio to sit back and be cool, calm, and collected about it. Yeah. So I appreciate that he did it right now instead of later. He was on a one-year, $2 million contract. So it's not like the team had invested buku dollars in him thinking, yep, this is one of the linchpins of us having success this year.
Yeah, no, it almost felt like at the time, because you had such an embarrassment of riches in talent in the secondary already, that, hey, you know what? If this guy's healthy and he works out, that is some great quality depth for you. You know, on a completely different level, because Ronald Darby was one of the very best when he was going. And hell, I wanted the Texans to go get him a couple of years ago whenever they really needed some help and depth in the secondary. They didn't. I forgot where he went to. It might have been, I don't know, did he come from like Philadelphia in his last team before the Texans? I can't remember. Nah, it wasn't Philadelphia.
No, he was in Baltimore. He was in Jacksonville last year.
Jacksonville.
He was like the last. He's been on.
I think he'd been there for a couple of years, maybe.
He's been on five teams in the last 6 years or so. So he's just been kind of just gun for hire in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you do this in training camp, you know, as a team, you kind of have a blueprint of how you think it's going to look. And then if a guy just all of a sudden, you know, up and quits or, you know, makes this kind of a decision, it kind of can throw a wrench in. So I think the Texans aren't going to miss a beat. As I said, I don't think it's just me. I never really considered him a part of that quote unquote nucleus, if you will, in the unit anyway.
I think when I looked at it, when they signed him, I thought of it. Yes, they want, for one, it is good to have veterans around. And the one weakness on this defense last year was just that they allowed too many big plays, too many long passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Some of the things where the veteran presence really, really helps when it comes to getting guys on board, having the right psychology, given what the play situation is. It's hard when you have two rookies playing in the secondary. And then it's also hard when, I mean, some of those deep passes were Jimmy Ward's fault. And he's the guy who's supposed to be the veteran guy that's limiting stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, either because of injury or age or just being out of position. That you go back to that first game against Indianapolis. Jimmy Ward was just a little bit out of position on a couple of those deep balls, or he just couldn't keep up with Alec Pierce or whomever else.
Yeah.
So it's good to have that veteran experience back there, but it's also, at the end of the day, something that, all right, you can go out and trade for a Ronald Darby from another team if you need him during training camp, or pick him up off of waivers, like whatever it might be. You're not going to be giving up a third round pick or something to get a guy of that caliber.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So there's your retirement. That's happening. Will the return be happening? Will CJ Stroud be working out today? Texans OTAs resuming today. He obviously missed all three sessions last week, was present, did take part in some drills, did not throw footballs, did some handoffs and stuff like that. Pectoral / shoulder tightness. I think that's what we know about the situation right now. Was your concern level, like, did it ever peak beyond a 3 at this point in time for CJ Stroud?
It's an interesting question. I think it was a 3 with an asterisk, which is I was hyper vigilant about it, because this It's one of those things where in various times in your life as a sports fan, you remember the things that people tried to scoff at as paying any attention to. Oh, this is no big deal. Oh, Deshaun Watson asked for a trade. He's just posturing. Nothing weird and even crazier can come from this. Yeah, Kyle Tucker, it's just a bruise. Jordan, he's dealt with hand issues before. Christian Harris, soft tissue issue. So with CJ, the biggest thing that I was wondering about, and honestly, the thing that made me most nervous was that the team kept saying nothing to see here. That D'Amico and Nick Cayley, Cayley wouldn't even talk about CJ Stroud individually when discussing exactly why CJ wasn't out there practicing. So it was notable that he was at OTAs but not throwing. And then you start wondering, well, he's got a history of shoulder injuries. He cited injuries at least as a partial excuse for some of his play last year. He had a couple of shoulder issues at Ohio State. He had the separated shoulder his rookie year, which he played through. And, you know, whatever his nondescript injuries were last year, you start wondering, all right, did he have off-season surgery that nobody found out about or something? That made me nervous. At this point, and I'm probably reading way too much into this, more than I should, the fact that he was shooting three-pointers at GameCon on Saturday night, it made me feel like obviously shooting a basketball doesn't put as much stress on your shoulder as throwing a football. And yet I don't think he would have been out there doing it if it was a genuine issue. And I don't think he would have been maybe – I'm trying to look at this just like any pitcher in spring training where, you roll into it, you're really hyper-vigilant at the beginning, and you try not to – you just try to be sure guys aren't overdoing it early in the process.
Yeah, look, I get the jaded and maybe like we're all scarred from just Houston injury situations in general, but it all stems from the Astros and the way that they try to hoodwink us literally every time, and maybe themselves to a degree, especially the latest with Jordan Alvarez. But I feel confident in one thing. The Houston Texans with CJ Stroud will not go down the Jordan Alvarez path that the Houston Astros have gone down. And we'll get to more of that later on with the recent comments by Dana Brown, the Astros GM, talking about maybe we should have handled things a little bit differently.
Maybe like, when he said this has felt different than previous hand injuries, that we shouldn't have treated it like previous hand injuries.
Right. Yes. Right. I think in my mind, this is just, it's early. Like they're going to get through these OTAs. Then they're going to go chill for a month. And in training camp happens. Like, the concern level for me is like nil. Would it have been something maybe if, in fact, he just outright wouldn't have been there and we're all just kind of left scratching our heads looking around like, hey, where's CJ?
Sean, this is where the importance of like a diversity of the way people handle things emotionally and threats emotionally, it served us well as human beings. Back in our tribal days, you had to have some people in the village that thought, wait a second, I hear a lion's roar in the distance. What the hell? We got to get ready to fight this thing. But it also served you well to have other people who are like, we're fine.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to find that balance. Every now and then, the guy who said, we're fine, ended up getting eaten by a lion. So I'm more wired to be the guy that was kind of like, hey, let's post a lookout for this lion just in case, okay?
Just in case.
That's how I'm treating this CJ Stroud thing. Like, all right. Listen, I get it. You don't think it's a big deal, but let's just keep an eye on it, okay?
yeah, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne. Coming up next, we'll get into the headlines. Stay there at Sports Radio 610.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.